Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, I was just leaving another call that we were on, and I was looking at our computer screen where our call board is, and there was another one that was in the district that I was scheduled to be patrolling that night. So I started making my way to that when I drove by the Rite Aid on Harlem and Genesee. Now, this is about 10 to 11 at night, so the business is closed. The parking lot, usually they turn their lights off for the parking lot, so the parking lot's pitch black. And I noticed in the back corner of the parking lot was a vehicle, lights on, and the driver's side blinker going. So I was like, oh, that's odd. So I turned around and went to go investigate it. As I pulled up to the car, I shined my spotlight to the vehicle, and I didn't see anybody in there, because I was able to see a good chunk of the whole vehicle. So then I called it in to our dispatch, and as I started approaching the vehicle, I still couldn't see anybody, so I was looking around. I thought maybe there could be a burglary going on or something like that. And then all of a sudden, this little kid jumps from the floorboard of the passenger seat onto the passenger seat itself. And I was like, oh, geez, there's a kid in the car. And at this point, I hear the vehicle running. So then I get a little closer and I find the mom being slumped over the center console with a hypodermic needle sticking out of her arm. I started yelling and pounding on the window, and the mom wasn't responding. She wasn't moving. So then I went back to the car, and we have this little tool that's on our spotlight that we can use to break out windows. So I smashed out the back driver's side window because the doors were locked and the windows were up. And as I did that, this big rush of hot, muggy air came out of the vehicle. And it was, so I was like, man, the air conditioner is not even on, it's the heater. So I open up that door and then I reach in and open up the driver door. By that point, I was able to unlock all the doors. Another patrol car came and covered, and they got the little child out from the passenger side. And I was getting ready to give the driver a dose of Narcan when she finally came to. And she was a little foggy and disheveled. So then after we got her out of the car, ambulance came, they checked out mom. The baby. The baby was treated for dehydration and then released to grandma. While we were checking over the vehicle, after everybody was out, there was an open baggie of heroin in the cup holder in the center console, a bag full of needles on the floorboard on the passenger side where the kid was, and then the one that was obviously in her arm when I pulled up.
How hot was the car? How hot was the kid?
If I were to guess it, temperatures inside the car was probably at least 110, 120. Because the temperature at night, at least at that point, it was, at least according to my car, I want to say it was like 81, 82 already. And then the heater was going full blast in the car when I was there. They said the girl looked like, if I had to paint a picture for you guys of what the kid looked like, it looked like she got out of a swimming pool. That's how wet and sweat and everything else it was and how hot it was in there.
Do you have kids?
Yes.
So what was that like for you?
During the whole event, stuff like that doesn't really kick in. You just do what you can to save everybody. It makes you think about it a little bit more after the whole thing is all said and done. Why would you want to do that with your kids in a car? But, you know.
You talk about the opioid, the heroin aspect of this whole thing. I mean, it really kind of puts a face on the whole opioid epidemic, and I mean, it's just crazy what you witnessed.
Yeah, I've probably been on, I don't know, 40, 50 overdose incidences in the last couple of years. Obviously none to this magnitude, so it's just, especially with it being in a car in close quarters and everything else, that's the whole, and all this stuff that's out in the open that the child could have possibly been subjected to.
How long do you believe that they were in the car before you got there?
I would say at least 30 to 45 minutes. We checked with the security footage. It looks like they were there at least maybe 10 after 10 is about when they at least pulled in. It was, I guess, right place at the right time.
Yeah, I mean, people are calling you a hero.
Just, you know, like, it's been crazy. My phone's been going wild for the last couple hours, but it's just, you know, save the mom and save the kid. You know, obviously everybody seems to be okay, so and just carry on.
Can you talk about what it feels like to save both the mom and the kid?
Like you said, everybody's saying a hero. I don't know, as long as everybody's okay, you know, it's with being on so many of the overdoses, you become numb to a lot of it. So it's just obviously now with the kid, you know, I don't know, it's just still processing it, I guess, because during the course of the event, you know, you're just focused on what you have to do. And then afterwards, you know, I thought about it a little bit because it was at the end of my tour. So when I went home, and by the time I actually got home, just relaxed for a little bit and, you know, had to get up early to help get the kids and stuff ready for their first day of school the next morning. So up until recently, it hasn't really affected me too much just because everybody's saying, you know, oh, you're a hero. And it's like, I don't know, it's just, I credit it to being the right place at the right time, and, you know.
Could have had a much different outcome.
Yeah, because originally my thought was that the mom possibly had passed, and it was just the child was in the car. So just because she wasn't responding to anything. So that was my initial thought. And then it was basically the safety of the child to get the child out of there. And then the mom finally came to. So when the mom finally came to, it was probably a couple minutes after we already had the windows busted and some of the doors open and everything else. So, and she didn't really say too much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.